Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old brawls. I'm Ronnie, and that's Benoni Bontuni, Ben Mandelker over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. What's going on with you today?
You know, just, I just have so much stuff going on. $4 million in debt and wedding and floors are canceling. A lot more things going on than you would realize.
Yeah, guys, just remember Amanda and Kyle are going through more than anybody here. That's how I live my life. Yeah. I feel like it's an easier way to get through life, just knowing that someone always has it worse than me. It's Kyle and Amanda living in the Hamptons every summer.
Well, you may not realize this, but they are the first people to ever get married. So a lot's riding on this.
Without flowers! Ah! Don't get flowers! You don't fucking need flowers. Stop murdering innocent little plants for your stupid nuptials that no one cares about in the first place, okay? Do a candy bar. Okay, there's your substitute.
Go to the supermarket. Just buy a bunch of bouquets. Like, it's really not that big a deal. Okay?
There's no flowers at all. Just put ho-hos on the table, okay? So, everybody, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming to see Take a Seat, thank you for coming to talk to us on Take a Seat, our live show on Spotify Live, the app you can download now. We do that every Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. I think that's 8 p.m. Mountain. I mean, we do it in a lot of different times. Okay. So, thanks for joining us. Yes, thank you for joining us there. And want some merch? Go get it. Crappensmerch.com. And let's get into this Sommerhausen trailer. I mean, Sommerhausen. Yeah. Guys, I'm in a crazy place today.
I know. My brain is like dead today. I don't even know how we're going to get through this recap.
We were already talking on the phone, cracking up earlier. Like, I'm in a good mood. I'm glad to be here. My tongue's not really connecting with my brain. I'm telling you that right now. It's just a pre-warning.
It's hard. I'm still like at a Texas hangover, you know, and my blood sugar is low. I'm hungry. And I'll be honest, it wasn't not a huge amount happened on this episode. So cut to us like 90 minutes later. And now as we move into the second half of the episode, we're going to be talking for like 3 hours with this recap when nothing happens.
It's Sommerhaus. Nothing happens on Sommerhaus. Like, what were you thinking was going to happen? It's Sommerhaus. Nothing happens on this show ever. It's how the show rolls.
Well, it's sort of a romantic episode. Sort of romantic, you know, because it's prom themed. And like, I had to confess. I don't know what I'd do without my hubhouse. You look great, by the way.
I am not falling for that. Any of that. Okay, but I do have a cookie update.
What? Go on.
So, I don't have cookies, but I do have a cookie update. So, I'm mortified, right? Because I just thought I was being like, oh, I'm waiting for these cookies. Can't wait for them to come. Well, now it's become this big drama. And people are tweeting at Maya, where's Ronnie's cookies? Why did Danny get his cookies, but Ronnie doesn't have his cookies? And which, you know, thank you all. No. But also, like, I'm mortified because she wrote me on Instagram and was super nice. But of course I saw her name and I was like, oh my God, I've just wished I lived in a bubble where people we talk shit about just never hear, you know, it's just safer. Yeah. It feels safer that way. Like, you don't want people to know you're talking shit about them. So she's like, right. Hi Ronnie, I've received a few DMs from your listeners. What?
Oh no. I was like, you weren't talking shit. You were just like joking about how you haven't gotten the cookies yet.
Yeah, well, joking with a lot of, give me my fucking cookies! You know, a lot of that. So, hi, Ronnie. I've received a few DMs from your listeners. That's the understatement of the year. I know, because I'm already like, oh, no, poor thing. But you have not received your cookies? Is that the case? ? Our system, which indicates a delivery, but I thought I'd double-check to make sure. The cookies would be from the Need blog. Sorry, I didn't include that. And I said, oh my God, how embarrassing, with a few embarrassed emoji faces. Here's the last email I got about it. I mentioned I ordered them and it snowballed into people tweeting at you. Sorry. Love you on Sommerhaus. Keep up the great work. Sorry, I'm a dick, you know? And she said, then I sent the email, which says, thank you for your continued patience and support. We cannot express how appreciative we are. Loving the amount of support we received. Thank you immensely. We're reaching out to you to let you know your order is in preparation for production. So that's what I was making fun of last week, right? So she just said, thanks for the response. I'll double down with the team and get to the bottom of this. And you're not a dick.
So oh, she's so nice.
So, hey, listen, I'm excited for the cookies, you know? Sorry you were hounded, but can't wait to eat them.
You know, it's so funny because today I was like, you know what? You know, the cookie thing, it's so funny to, like, make fun of it. Like, where are the cookies? Where are the cookies? Like, oh, you're doing that and not making the cookies. But I actually had a moment today where I was like, you know, I think I'm not going to bring up the cookies today because I bring it up every week. And at a certain point, it sort of actually sounds a little bit like bullying. And so I was like, I'm not going to bring it up. But then you're like, guys, I got a cookie update.
Well, she released some kind of statement saying that they're having a problem with their ordering and all that. And look, I get it. I mean, I could never do a new business. That's hard, you know? And like, she probably got an onslaught of orders and like the system, if that was fucked up, like, I get it. It's fine. It's just that I make cookies, you know, and I usually make really good ones, but it's hard to get your cookie recipe. Like this week, I was like, I'm going to test some cookies. They were shit. They didn't turn out right. They were just, the flavors were not right. Everything was wrong with them. And I was like, this is why we need professionals. So, you know, I'm glad you're out there doing your thing. Can't wait for them.
I did have one of Ronnie's cookie mistakes last week in Texas, and it was a delicious mistake.
Well, listen, babies are like cookies are like babies. Even if they're a mistake, they're still babies.
Crying.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
They're still cute.
To some.
I guess that's not working out. So let's go over to the show. The show about cookies that I watched called Summer House.
Cookies. Yeah, so we left off this very tense final Friday night dinner for the gang where they were having dinner all together and it was supposed to be a fun dinner. And Luke was trying to tell the story about this girl, Nicole, who he's been dating. And no one's listening to Luke because people are having other conversations. So Kyle slams the table and is like, God! And then they're like, and then Paige is like, you're not the dictator of the table. Tell me a dictator of the table one more time. Dictator of the table. And then he gets mad and says, like, I'm under a lot of stress and I've got $4 million in debt. I got a lawsuit. I got a, don't have a florist and I've got something going on a little bit more important than a prom dress.
Yeah.
That's where
cool dude. Cool. And he slams the table and he gets up and he walks off. He's like, I just want to leave. So he walks off looking at a little blonde guy with gelled hair and his little polo shirt in the Hamptons storm off after going, cool dude, and then literally sobbing like a baby. And I don't mean that men can't cry. I mean, Kyle literally sobs like a baby. He puts his balls into fists, and then he puts both fists on his eyes, and then he rotates his fists in opposite directions, like a cartoon baby crying.
And since, like, Kyle has always carried that, like, 80s movie villain kind of, like, in a teen comedy villain kind of energy, it's just, like, really funny to see him just, like, storming off. Like, I always felt like he belonged in one of those weird ski comedies of the 80s. And so, like, that energy as he storms through, like, Camden Social is just, like, really hilarious. And then Danielle is, like, chasing after him, and she's crying, too. And they wind up in this weird area that's, like, lit but dark at the same time. It's like a little picket fence. It looked like they were in a community stage production of like Our Town or something.
And then we find out it's actually someone else's yard. Okay, they actually go to someone's yard.
That's the thing. We find out later it's just someone's yard. I thought it was like a backyard at the restaurant, but no, they just went into someone's yard, front yard.
And
no
Danielle's less. Giving us a lot this year, and she's really going for her performative friend who just cares so much. She's like, come on, Kyle. What's wrong, Kyle? I'm like, we don't need your fake tears on top of Kyle's baby scene, but I was dying watching him cry. And then back at the table, Amanda's like, no one has any problems, and no one's problems are worse than Kyle's, just so you know, everybody. And I was like, Amanda whining like that while she's swirling around a chocolate milk in a martini glass is perfect. I mean, this show is perfection.
Yeah, and Kyle is now being like, there's so much misunderstanding right now, and it just makes me so mad. And like, you know, her, like, hey, friends, like, maybe check on me, because every day of the last 3 years has been stressful. And when you're running a company and trying to plan a wedding, and Danielle's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't check in. I'm so sorry. I was like, okay, settle down, Blanche DuBois, for crying out loud.
And he's doing the rotating closed fist thing on his eye still. I was dying laughing. And she's like, Kyle, I just wish I knew something was going on. You just don't talk about your problems. You don't talk about it. All this show is Kyle crying about his problems. What are you saying? Okay, you didn't know he had the $4 million lawsuit, but that was pride more than anything else. All Kyle's ever done is bitch about how hard it is to work and to get married. That's all he talks about.
Well, maybe, no, he is being literal. Like, well, or she is. She's like, you know, you don't talk about it. You drunkenly scream about it through your blackout benders.
Yeah. And then back at the table, Paige is talking to Amanda. She's like, don't cry. I mean, it's not you. She goes, it is me because he's the person I chose. It's like when you vote for, like, Biden and then you're, like, driving down the car and then there's pictures of Trump on a bumper sticker that say, miss me yet? Like, how can you not feel defensive? Kyle!
Paige is like, you can't control him. He's not a child. Well, I mean, he actually is sort of like a child, like a very... Maybe this is like one of those body swap movies where it's like there's actually an 11-year-old inside his body right now. That would make a lot of sense now that I think about it.
Underwhelming Friday. And Amanda's like, well, you'll understand, Paige. One day when you choose your person, their actions are a reflection of you. That's why I only choose hot people. So that's my advice.
You know what else is a reflection of me? My actual reflection, and it looks great because this outfit was bought for like 50% off. It's great.
I'm never by the way, leaving my reflection. I'll tell you that right now.
But by the way, you know, this whole thing about like, I mean, I get it. Like if it's like the person you're in a relationship with and they do something, then, you know, that would, you know, it like reflects on you. But also like you're not locked in. You know, how many times does Amanda have to be like, oh, it's a reflection on me. But it's like you chose Kyle, but you can also choose not Kyle. You know,
right. You can unchoose Kyle.
Yeah, but choose your own adventure
with lettuce wraps.
Top Chef, yeah, Top Chef callback.
They would be a choose your own adventure lettuce wraps. I mean, that actually does sum up this couple. But yeah, this by the way, also just a performative couple that every time they have to do this, Kyle has to get drunk and make an ass out of himself, and then Amanda has to berate him in front of the whole table. And it's annoying. It's like he's annoying for doing it in the first place, and you're annoying for constantly throwing your boyfriend under the bus with everybody else. You're both annoying. When does that end?
And honestly, they're choose your own adventure. You know that, like, when you get to the, when you do like the wrong path on the Kyle and Amanda choose your own adventure, it doesn't even say the end. It just goes, Kyle, and you're like, oh shit, gotta go back to page one.
So Carl comes up to Kyle still like, and Danielle, and he's like, bro, dude, you all right, man? Bro, you know what, you're doing the best you can, by the way, so I've got that to say.
Yeah, so maybe you need to work on your coping skills if this is the best you got. I'm just saying it. And Kyle's like, I'm doing 100,000 things a minute, and all I want to do is relax. And when everyone talks over each other, I'm like, oh my fucking God, really? Is that like when other people are trying to relax too, and there's like someone being like really drunk, just screaming at 3 a.m. alone in the kitchen?
Or when somebody's trying to tell everybody about their new girlfriend and you're screaming about your job and then leaving the table and ruining the whole night?
Yeah.
Like that?
Might be that. Like that?
And he actually made a guttural sob in this part. He's like, when everyone talks over each other,
I mean, this is an ongoing issue with him. I mean, people may not remember, but like the origin of Giggly Squad is because Paige and Hannah were like giggling in the corner of the table about something. And he's like, oh, we got Giggly Squad over there. So he has these like random moments where like if he can't listen to what he wants to be listening to, then he's going to freak out.
Oh, by the way, I found out what that lawsuit was about.
What was it?
Of the first ones. I don't know what the $4 million is a debt, and then the lawsuit is a different thing. So I read it on one of the Bravo accounts. I believe it was my favorite, the Bravo Docket, which is a podcast. But I think I read this on their Instagram that he stole Loverboy and the logo from a bar in New York called Loverboy.
Oh, wow.
And it's even the cursive logo and everything. It looks just the same. So, you know, we've been giving Amanda a lot of the credit. Like, well, hey, Amanda is Loverboy. Like, they sell more merch than they do product. And she did the graphic design. Well, at this point, it looks kind of stolen. But I think they ended up stealing out of court. They ended up settling out of court.
Wow, I'm so intrigued by this.
You know, a Kyle and Amanda drama ends with settling. I mean, there you go. Couldn't have said it better. Court system.
Oh my God. I went onto the Loverboy NYC. I went onto their
I'm
website.
I'm not just being a bitch, Instagram. Right? I'm not just being a bitch. It's like
I'm on their Instagram, and well, they're first of all, the place is closed. Second of all, it is literally the same logo. Yes.
Exactly.
That
the
is
same.
Like some balls to just do that.
Yeah.
How do they?
I don't know.
That's actually pretty shocking.
I don't know. Pretty shocking that nobody has said anything until this lawsuit was publicized.
Shitty bar. No one wants to stand up for it. So, so then Kyle is like, "What more can I do?" And Carl is like, "You're doing a ton, man. Oh, give yourself credit. I mean, you're not a superhero. You're like literally." Like when people think of like Marvel superheroes, they would literally never even think about you. You're more like what's the opposite of a superhero? Like maybe a cushion.
Like a regular non-hero. It's not catchy, pillow. But you know, of course you wouldn't have a catchy thing. You wouldn't have a catchy genre, you know. Regular, not a hero.
So. You're like the guy who's selling fruit and then the car comes around the corner and hits your stand.
You cry like a literal drawing from a Looney Tune, so that's something.
Right? You're like the baby carriage full of recycled cans and speed, where you're like, you just get hit by a bus, but in the end, it's all good. No one really cares.
Like, you're doing a ton, bro. Like, give yourself a flesh-toned shirt like mine. Oh my god, you did. You know what's crazy? We're like the same color as the railing outside of this. Is this a house that we're standing in front of? What is this?
Someone could be making an entrance from that doorway on this sixth grade musical set.
It is very like our town, but that's the Hamptons, right? It's like $18 million homes that look like the set of our town.
It looks so much like everyone's school musical, like where they're filming this scene. So
and he's on like a little horsey, like a little rocking horsey, like from out front of a store, you know, outside a grocery store or whatever. And so Danielle's just trying to still be in the scene, but she's been cut out because let's face it, she's ancillary, right? So she's like,
that's her name, ancillary.
That's if she was like on an Italian summer house. Ancillary.
I was gonna say, like, I'm not gonna say that's her drag name, like that's just her actual professional name. Hi, this is Anne Soleri chiming in on. Am I the first one here at this meeting? I think I am.
Oh, God. Anne Soleri, always starting the meeting, but never has anything to say. So
they're like, we're going to pass the hosting off to someone. Not to Anne Soleri, though. No.
So Carl has kind of replaced her in the scene, which is funny because now she's standing kind of behind them and she's like, I want to help from behind them. And Kyle's like, you can't even get a florist proposal for less than 50 grand. Flowers, bro. Flowers.
So Carl and Kyle are hugging. I'm like expecting my sixth grade music teacher, Sue Fiel, to start up on the piano. Like to start up the song. Like, blum, 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 blum. So they're hugging and Carl's like, dude, we're going to be all right. I mean, I've ruined nicer dinners than this. And we get like Carl's greatest hits at dinners. So we go all the way back to season two at that one dinner party where he's like, life is good. Leave me the fuck alone. Life is good. Carl. Carl.
Yeah, we get clips of him losing it every single year. And next year, they're going to show a clip of like nothing from this year, which is why they might have a recast next year. Just saying.
Yeah.
I know that's mean because someone got sober and it's like, you know, you should support that. And I do support that. He seems to be doing great. He seems to be happy. Those people don't belong on my TV. Congratulations on happiness. Bye. Good to know you.
Yeah, seriously. So then Carl's like, dude, Kyle, I know you're frustrated. You've had a lot this week, and I understand. And I don't want all this energy to go into like a wayward spiral. Like, we can't have that, okay?
I've been doing therapy, and I also run in the morning now, so I have a little bit more of an insight on things. So, like, just be careful. Oh, is this your house? Is this your house? And then this couple, this older couple, just walks in.
They come out their front door, and they're like, guys? They're like, oh, I didn't realize we were outside somebody's house. Also, this little horsey, this is, like, part of your house? Wow. Wow.
Are you absolutely positive this is not Hampton Social? Because Lindsay's arrived, by the way. We didn't even talk about it. Lindsay appeared out of nowhere. She's like, it's time for my entrance.
I love when Lindsay walks into anyone else's fight and just looks at everybody like they're so immature. She's like, mm-hmm. What is wrong with you people? When it's usually Lindsay going off. So then we cut to Paige at the table, and she's like, well, I guess I'll have another scene with a hot person. So, Andrea, are you still crying over this girl? I mean, what's wrong with you? Like, when you do meet the one, she's going to be like, ew, why was he crying over this, like, not the one girl? And she's going to be mad. I mean, unless she was the one girl, and then you fuck that up, and then you die alone. Good talk. This was fun.
Lexi! He's developed hives because he's so warm. And he's sitting there, like, pouting. Like, he's like, oh, Lexi, I love my Lexi. Like, sir, you have to get over this one-week relationship that you fucked up, okay? I'm done with this. This is pouty. So sad. I mean, for crying out loud.
Well, you find a model that wears a shirt that they want to wear more than once, they keep that shirt forever, okay?
It's true. And they make sure it's unbuttoned.
Yeah. So then Lindsay comes up to Amanda, and she's like, we need to take her home because, like, he needs to, like, get you.
Yeah. So they're going to, like, take him home, and then for a moment it looks like everyone's going home, but then there's a really important discussion that goes like this. Are you going out? Yeah, I'm gonna go out. You want to go out? Oliver's going out. I'm gonna go out too. You want to go to Calissa? I'll go to Calissa. You want to go to Calissa?
Wait, I can drop by Calissa. I mean,
let's go to Calissa. Have you been to Calissa before?
Do
you think I think it's cool. Like, Calissa's cool. I want to go to Calissa.
Oh my god,
he might be. Let's go to Calissa. I would love to go to Calissa. I don't want Calissa. I just want Calissa. I just want to be like in and out of Calissa quickly. No Harrison, but yeah, yes, Oliver. But like also, like, you know what? They don't have good drinks at Calissa.
Yeah. No, but we're going to Calissa.
We got to go to Calissa. Yeah, we'll go.
Calissa really won this episode. And did you notice that when Lindsay said, okay, I'm going to take Kyle home, Alex stood up and then looked back and forth between the two groups, waiting for someone to tell him what to do. And no one did.
Yeah.
They were like, we don't care. Like, is your butt itching? Why are you standing up? Sit back down, Alex.
I know. And Amanda's like, I'm leaving. This is humiliating. I'm like, this is, how many times can you be humiliated in public before you are like, maybe I need to make some, like, life changes?
Yeah. When is your behavior humiliating? Like, you sat there and yelled and berated your man the whole time at dinner. Do you think that was fun to sit through either? I mean, can you not just say, can we leave the table for a minute? I need to talk to you or something. Like, you do this all the time. You're both embarrassing. Okay, how many times have you sat here and cried your face off in public? You're both embarrassing. Just go. Go to Calissa.
Yeah. So now we have, like, two different waves of people coming back to the house. And Kyle is like, he keeps saying he didn't do anything wrong. And Luke starts up a fire out in the backyard with Alex and everything. And upstairs, Paige is like, I can't poop. I haven't pooped today. Yeah.
That's the biggest story of the show.
I haven't pooped today, so.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Paige loves to compliment people when they cry. Which she must have known some ugly cries in her life, because it's a thing now. She's like, oh my god, Amanda, you look so pretty when you cry. And they're lying in bed as usual.
Well, don't forget, by the way, Paige was besties with Hannah, and Hannah was not a pretty crier.
Yeah, I guess she is just, like, impressed with this renaissance of pretty criers, you know? So she's in bed flicking through her phone, not looking at Amanda. And Amanda's like, I hate it tonight. And Paige just goes, yeah, and keeps flicking. Like, do I have to come home and listen to this shit too? You know he sucks. Like, I how much do I have to listen to it? Paige is just, like, considering Wordle for the first time in her life. Do you see it?
Paige is like, I don't know if you understood this, but when I said you look pretty when you cried, that was my way of saying, and this conversation is over, because I ended on a compliment. Okay, Wordle.
But there were, like, three conversations happening, and, like, he just happened to be listening to the Luke one. And Paige goes, I have no words. Who plays this game?
Like the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Literally no words. It will not accept like and subscribe. Apparently it has to be 5 letters.
Smash that like button. How many letters is that? Also, there were not 3 conversations happening at once. Luke was talking, and then you all started over talking him in your own conversations. Miss, yes. Changed the narrative.
Especially considering that Paige is the one who declared that they should have one cohesive conversation, you know. But either way, it's not the biggest crime in the world that there were side conversations because they're all drinking and at a table and they're all friends. That does happen. So Kyle, meanwhile, is now framing himself as the victim. He's like, wow, people just jump on the smallest opportunity to make me look like the biggest asshole. I'm like, it was not like you took the bread before offering it to the ladies. You slammed your fist on the table, yelled at everyone, and stormed away. That is not the smallest opportunity to make. Like, that's literally like making yourself look like an asshole on a silver platter.
I know. And Luke is working the customer service counter and running for office at the same time. He goes, yeah, well, you asked me about Nicole, and I felt like I had an opportunity to inform people. Now, do you have your receipt? Like, what? Why are you talking like that? So we cut back to Amanda.
By the way, I thought the question was at that point was like, how many women have you slept with this summer, Luke? Wasn't that Lindsay who asked him that question? Like, I guess I don't know. It doesn't matter.
No, this was when he was like, well, I've met this girl, Nicole. We met on DMs. We did the this, we did the that. And they kept over talking him. And he's like, well, glad you came to listen. Glad you came to this town hall to give me a chance.
Yeah. So Amanda's like, if I didn't care about Kyle, I'd be like, go ahead, make yourself look ridiculous. I'm going to make guacamole. But because I do care about him so much, I'm like, go ahead, make yourself look ridiculous. I'm going to cry.
Yeah. And Paige is just, she just falls asleep. She smokes some weed and falls asleep. So Amanda's like, well, I guess I'm going to bed then. Yeah. So then everybody else is parting at, well, I guess just a couple of people are parting at
Sierra and Maya.
Yeah.
Calissa.
Calissa. So bedtime, Kyle is in like a pink tie-dye sweatsuit, which is both funny to see and very cute. I want one. And so they go to bed and Maya is now like a party animal. She's like, oh my God, they were going home. And then I was like, we're going out.
Yeah, it's a party time, or it was a party time. So
come and live in this moment like it's all we got, and just in this moment like it's all we got.
I got distracted by my own thoughts because at first I started thinking about the lover boy thing. Do you think if Amanda is in charge of the graphic design, and considering that the lover boy logo is identical to that bar's logo, is it possible that like some of the strife between Kyle and Amanda stems from like an idea that maybe he's blaming her for lifting that logo?
Well, that would make sense. Yeah. Cause I mean, if she's in charge of that and she's been getting all the credit for that, like, oh my God, Amanda is Loverboy. She makes all the merch and it's stolen. And now he's getting sued for it. Yeah. I mean, I could see where he could blame her. I mean, I blame her. And I'm not even in that couple, so.
Yeah. I'm, like, still, like, pretty much in shock with how blatant that was. When you told me what it was, I was like, okay, it's going to be one of these things where you look at it and say, well, that sort of is. Like, yeah, I can see that. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It was exact. I mean, it was the exact same.
Yeah. Yeah, thing. You know. I don't know. I have no idea how that would work. But I don't know that she was probably like, I'm going to steal this logo and get away with it. It's probably just one of those things where you're out, you see something, and maybe you don't realize it came from there. You know,
I believe that. I don't see her being someone who would like intentionally steal something.
But I mean, she totally did. So I don't know, but that would explain a lot of the strife for sure. So then, let's see. So Paige and Sierra,
I mean, they're slightly different. No, sorry. Sorry, I'm comparing
it's not the exact font.
It's not exact, but it's close enough. Similar.
It's close enough. I mean, what, does she have to steal the exact font? Like, do you have to take a picture and put it into Google font search? Like, it's so close that she got as close as she could without knowing their font.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like very intrigued by this. We'll keep tabs on it.
Yeah. So anyway, everybody's getting up in the morning. I know it is pretty juicy because I was surprised too. I was like, okay, they stole the logo. What, you know, let me see. And then I clicked on it. I went through the same journey that you're on right now. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, it's exact. Well, you know, the font on the original logo is a little more squared off at the edges.
Yeah, like where the cursive connects to the letters is like higher on one than on another. I guess we're on the same journey, except mine's happening live during a podcast.
But it's totally, I mean, it's a ripoff. Okay, so then everyone's waking up and stuff, and Maya and Alex are talking in the kitchen and about all the drama in the house. Like, can you believe it, Kyle? And then Amanda and Kyle are in bed, and she's like, you know, Kyle, last night was ridiculous. She's got this morning voice. I'm so disappointed in how you handled yourself, Kyle. Like, there's like 100 ways to handle it other than how you did. I was just like, you're so upset. Like, you're not like handling yourself well. And I thought that as I swilled a chocolate milk martini and sobbed and screamed in front of our friends. So
I like that. I like that morning Amanda sounds like Suzanne Plachette. I like that. So
I know her. Okay, Podmas, it's not your show.
My dear friend, the ghost of Suzanne Plachette. So Kyle's like, I mean, okay. She goes, You can't treat people that way, Kyle. And he's like, well, all I did was try to get people's attention. See, now this is where Kyle starts bullshitting. He's like, oh, I was just merely trying to get people's attention. No, you're trying to get people's attention. You stand up and you go, hey guys, hold on a second. I know we got a lot of conversations, but Luke is trying to share something and we haven't seen a lot of Luke this summer. So can we just let Luke have the floor in this moment? You don't slam the table and then like yell at everyone.
About yourself. Yeah. It's all his problems, right? But he's trying to make himself the victim, of course. He's like, well, I mean, apparently I'm a dictator. So that's the word that was used. So she's like, but you can't get mad at me. And so he's mad, you know. Well, I wasn't mad till I was called the dictator.
I was like, you slammed the table. You don't do that when you're happy, unless you're like laughing hysterically, but you weren't doing that. You like slammed the table. You were called dictator after that.
All right. So then, right. Like, well, I've given all the breath I can to this argument.
It's a good logic.
I can't believe we're still talking.
Your logic's great, by the way.
We're still forced to talk about it.
Okay. Yeah.
So then Paige and Sierra are talking about Kyle's rage. And Sierra's like, this is from someone who just threw a wine glass into someone's chest and broke it a couple weeks ago. Banging on the table. Wow. I can tell your parents never beat your ass. Which yeah. I think is the most accurate thing she's ever said on this show.
It really is. It was like one of her funniest things too. And Kyle, then we go back to Kyle and he goes, I made one attempt to try to get people to quiet down. And next thing you know, I'm the bad guy. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to mind my own business today. I just love this. I just love the way he frames it. Like one little attempt. Just said, shh, everyone be quiet. Luke wants to talk. Like you slam the table. So then.
French toaster, so much.
Jesus, can I buy a vowel? Lindsay's stolen them all for the end of her words.
Next thing you know, Lindsay's on the phone with French toast. French toast? Like, what are you doing tonight? Like, why didn't you call me? Like, you said you're taking the day to be with your friends, waffle and pancake, but then, like, tonight? Like, were you gonna call me?
Let's F, marry, kill French toast. I'd fuck waffles. I date pancakes while fucking them and marrying eggs as well. I don't even care about waffles because they're always competing with French toast. My eggs are 28, so.
I'd fuck waffle. I'd marry French toast. And then I'd make a very detailed personal schedule for pancake.
And looks like, can I be a fuckboy and just take them all? How about that?
What about a Dutch baby? So then I
my mother would love that, honestly. It's my mother's dream.
It's the hot dish of pancakes. It's literally like a pancake made in a hot dish.
How many Dutch babies have you made me?
I just like the idea. I just love a sentence that starts with Lindsay saying, I'll fuck a waffle. Like, just imagining Lindsay, like, pleasuring herself with a waffle.
Let me live my life. So then Andrea and Kyle, you know, Andrea's still doing his, does anybody want to talk to me about moral eczema? My life is ruined. And Kyle's like, oh my God, the next 3 weeks are going to be hell. Eczema!
It could not be more hell than the hell you find yourself in when Lexi doesn't call you back.
So the girls are all either in bed or like lingering around the bed to hang out. And Paige is like, I just call
girl bed.
You guys, I just got a text. Craig is stuck at the Canadian border and all he has is his Air Max. How this show is that statement. Poor Craig, all he has is an Amex.
I just feel so bad for him stuck there in that Centurion Lounge in Toronto.
He is complimentary beverages. Over his locks right now.
I am just glad that he has a variety of outlets to plug his Wi-Fi, his iPhone into. Well, he just prays to get back to this country.
So they laugh that she's in a long-distance relationship now. And she's like, well, we're going to the beach today. You're all coming with me. So it's a beach day party. So over in Amanda and Kyle's room, Kyle walks out of the bathroom and Amanda just goes, Kyle, the bathroom door.
Lido.
Shuts it.
Yeah. And then upstairs, a more pressing issue. Lido. Can you help me pick out a bathing suit?
Sure. What are my choices? I'd like to see. They all look great, by the way.
And then another pressing issue for me. Why is Robert starting to single white female Luke? Have you noticed? He's getting a little TVE, and he shows up today in one of Luke's hats. You know his, like, Amish cowboy hat things that I don't even know what you call that style, but it's like the really wide-rim Amish style, but like felt.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what Robert's in.
I feel like Luke, though, you can't really single white female Luke because I think Luke would embrace it. He's like, oh yeah, I love that you're, you know, you bleached your hair blonde and you're now into hockey, and you know, like that's cool. Like we could do these things together, bro. Like that's cool. Hey, you don't like my girlfriend? You want to kill my girlfriend? That's cool because that's more time for us. Let's do it, bro.
Hey, is that you hiding behind a bush while I'm sapping this tree? Just get over here. Get over here. Do it with me.
Hey, don't put a stiletto in his eye. Okay, that's a friend of mine.
Single white hot dish.
So then, meanwhile, Lindsay's still showing off her bathing suits. This one here is red. This one comes with a belt. And this one's just a waffle.
Welcome to the rest of your life. So then we cut back to Kyle and Amanda, and Kyle's just talking to himself in the bathroom. He's like, I hate this toilet paper, man. God, fucking one ply. What the fuck is this stupid toilet paper?
Who are you talking to, Kyle?
To whoever's listening.
You there? She just walks out.
Anybody?
Hey. And then Luke, we see Luke go up to Robert and say, hey, that's a good hat, by the way.
I know I stole it from you. So Oliver FaceTimes Maya and he's like, hey, I got the cookies you sent me. And he's like holding the cookie box up to the camera, you know, get that logo on there. And he's like, actually, they're really good. She's like, what do you mean? Actually, I'm done with you. I'm done.
So then Luke is talking to Andrea, you know, model to model. Hey, bro. Summer's over. You might as well put on a sweater and make a pumpkin spice latte, am I right? Then you can find yourself a girl you can snuggle with. Have you been talking to any girls? Oh, no. Someone. Oh, God. Someone help this guy. He's in a fetal position. Oh, no. Yeah.
Because Andrea's like with his dark sunglasses on in bed. You know, like he's crying behind the lenses. He's like, I'm not ready.
Not ready from your 2-week relationship with Lexi and you're not ready? What are you talking about?
And Alex says, Andrea is my best friend in the house and I'm really concerned about him. Like, we need like no fun, Andrea. To turn into maximum fun, Andrea. I'm getting paid this week, right? Are you guys going to use that?
You know, it's like what I say with breakfast. You know, you could serve waffles, but you could also serve maximum fun waffles, which, as we know, is just waffles with ground turkey on top.
Fucking you, waffles. Get back here, waffles.
Lindsay's still chasing a waffle around the house.
You know, there used to be a restaurant here in LA called Wacky Waffle. Do you remember that restaurant? It was on the Sunset Strip. It's where the Den is now. It was not good, but it was called Wacky Waffle. And its logo was a waffle that was smiling and running, but it had a bite taken out of it. And I'm like, this poor thing is running for its life.
And like, it was attacked. To tell about it tonight, Wacky Waffle.
All I wanted was someone who could communicate the way I wanted to be communicated with.
A waffle who thought its life was worth more than the next door neighbor did. Tonight, I'm Keith Morrison, the waffle that got away.
Danielle, Wacky Waffle's FaceTiming. You want to say hi to Wacky Waffle?
Is Wacky Waffle stuck at Canada in the Centurion Lounge with only an Amex?
Oh my God, it's hilarious. Wacky Waffle went to Canada, and all that Wacky Waffle has left is all of his money, all of his Amex cards, and actually he's really just in this, he has his passport. He just hasn't come back yet, that's all.
Wacky Waffle is surprisingly responsible. It was
weird. Yeah, he has political concerns and he wants cheaper healthcare up there, which I'm like, Wacky Waffle, though, like, come back.
Like, it's Canada, so.
Like it's like literally Canada.
Yeah, so they all go to the beach and I'm reading through
they're
my
throwing
notes.
Throwing footballs.
Why did I write these? Yeah, they're the guys are throwing footballs and then jumping up in the air and chest bumping each other and going, bro! A lot.
Carl playing football is funny because watching them play football, Carl really is like a giraffe. And watching them play football, he looks like a giraffe that got out of the zoo and all the handlers have like corralled it into a corner and the giraffe is just like running in a circle and everyone's trying to keep the giraffe in one place. Like that's what Carl looks like when he plays football.
No, bro, it's chest bump, bro.
Yeah, I got the ball.
So and then the
Andrea chest bumps him and Carl just falls to the ground. Oh
yeah, be careful who you initiate a chest bump with, for sure. You don't do it with like the hot version of you know, who's the guy from why can I never remember the bad guy's name?
Winona Ryder.
The Marvel movies.
Oh. Thanos.
Yes. Anal. Don't do it with a hot version of Thanos. I mean, my God. So the girls are asking Lindsay about Ahmed, and she's like, it turns out like we're not even on the same level. So like we took a break, which is like the most healthiest decision that we could have made. And she smiles like she's just grown so much. And everyone's like, wow.
Congratulations. And Maya's like, you do realize you had a beginning, middle, and end to your relationship all within a week, right?
Yep, it's like a circle, a cookie circle
with ridges in it.
Lindsay is
actually technically a waffle.
Lindsay's so proud. She tells us, I showed myself this summer that I know I can move on faster. Like, I got dumped, I got rejected, I got ghosted, and look at me, I'm fine.
Well, my ex may not be fine because I did take a bite out of his lower section, but if you see a Wacky Waffle, just tell him I'm sorry.
So Carl and Kyle are like having a talk, like, bro, you okay, bro? Because like I love you, bro. Like how we represent ourselves in public is like important, you know, and like I see what you're going through, but like you need to control what you can control. Like I have a faux hawk. Is it great? I don't know. Yeah, but I can control it. So
where did that come from, that Carl's faux hawk out of nowhere? He's like, y'all, so I wanted to have a hairstyle from when Wacky Waffle was in its prime, good 2004, so here's my faux hawk. Yeah.
Well, it started me noticing all the guys' hair. They all have stupid friend's hair. Why? I mean, I know that you guys use the font. Do they make you use the friend's hair, too?
Are you saying stupid, comma, or are you saying stupid, like stupid, comma, friend's hair, or are you saying the hair that stupid friends would have? Like,
the
oh, here's my stupid
show
friend.
Friends. Like, oh, okay. They use a friend's font, and now they've each got, like, one's got Joey hair, because then Kyle has, is it Joey? Who has, like, the kind of faux hawk, but it just sticks straight up. It's like the cum bangs from Something About Mary, kind of. They've all got stupid hair. Then it cuts over to Andrea, the crying male model, with his faux hawk. I don't know. I don't know how I've never noticed that they all have friend's hair.
By the way, I was curious, and I did a I was able to find an image of Wacky Waffles, and now that I'm looking at the image, I can't tell if the Wacky Waffle is just Lindsay's boyfriend or maybe it's just Lindsay herself. Like, the Wacky Waffle has serious Lindsay energy, and I'm gonna send it to you right now. Sending you Wacky Waffle.
Oh, I looked it up. I've got the internet.
You got Wacky Waffle also?
Well, I mean, I've got a Wacky Waffle. He doesn't have a bite taken out of him.
No, those are not the proper Wacky Waffles. I'm sending you the proper one from Sunset Boulevard.
Okay. So anyway, let's see. Lindsay's waffle was the Wacky Waffle, but now it's just like the manic depressive waffle. It's like it's never the same. The PTSD waffle,
abandoned by its mother waffle. So, by the way, no Aunt Rhonda this season. What's up with that? It's weird. I'm sure next season it'll be like, hey, AR, like, I'm trying to develop feelings for Carl, which is funny because I just realized, like, I can only love a man who has AR in his name.
I'd imagine Aunt Rhonda told Lindsay to fucking cool her jets, and Lindsay got mad and was like, it's hot, hot summer. Yeah. So, let's see. So, they go to the beach. Who cares? They talk a little bit about Ahmed, and then Carl and Kyle talk. And then Kyle and Amanda are talking, and Kyle comes over and decides to be nice to her. He's like, you're hot. Am I allowed to say that? Am I allowed to say that? And she's like, if only you were nice to me all the time, Kyle. Oh, my God. Just take the hot. He's trying.
Yeah, take it. You
know? Just take it.
Yeah. So then Kyle's just talking about how he bottles up his emotions, and we get a nice flashback of something I'd totally forgotten about when Tom Schwartz and Katie came to visit, and Kyle wound up on like a little sandbar with Katie and said that he's, I'm on an island. It's a convenient narrative.
I like that they shoehorned that in right when Tom and Katie are breaking up. Like, look at Tom Schwartz totally being so understanding when Tom Schwartz just got dumped. Yeah. So then Alex and Andrea are talking about missing Lexi, and Andrea's just spending all this time on his phone because I'm trying to distract myself to be happy.
Oh, I cannot get Lexi out of my brain. So I look at this very, very tiny small cell phone, so teeny tiny, which makes me so happy. And I just try to think of happy things to distract myself from Lexi.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
And Carl and Lindsay are hugging. He's like, oh, Liz, how's my prom date? How's my prom date? How's you? How's you, Lindsay? I'm asking you. She's like,
how's my prom date? Anybody seen a waffle without a head running around here?
And then Sierra's like, guys, there's like a whale. And Maya just loses her shit. Just, oh, my God. Seeing a whale is my biggest fantasy in life.
Well, how about you try to date one? Because I did that once. It didn't really work out.
Want to see a whale? Just come to judge's table. Am I right, guys? Padma, get out of this recap. Ben, I never
It's okay.
Got... Oh, wait.
I know Maya. She used to date Kwame. We're friends.
This waffle is terrifying, by the
way. Thank you.
It is a waffle running away, and it's not even the top of his head taken off. It's the side of his cheek. Like, this waffle got Cape Feared and is running away.
This waffle, and it's wearing like a little baseball cap, so it's like a really douchey waffle, like nice Van Dutch hat waffle. So like, it's totally a waffle that Lindsay would go after. It's like, he's cute. He like wears Van Dutch and Von Dutch, and like has like really cool sneakers.
I hate the real teeth. The graphic designer put like real teeth in the drawing of the waffle. It's fucking crazy. It's creepy.
Why do you
I hate it?
Why do you think this freaking waffle thing stayed with me for like 15 years? It's terrifying. It is like the most hard. Could you imagine going to this restaurant and this is what you see when you open up your menu? That's why when you're like, I saw the Wacky Waffle. I was like, no, you have not seen the Wacky Waffle.
No, I haven't seen the Wacky Waffle. Okay, so then it's time for prom. First, we have a discussion like, where's the bread? I thought we had bread. We ate the bread. No, but that was like the other bread. Where's the sandwich bread? We ate the sandwich. No, we didn't. Oh, there's sandwich bread. Oh, my God.
The brioche. Is the brioche? We're talking about the brioche. Paige is like very dead set on like talking about brioche. She's like, is there the brioche? Can I put, you know, I want the brioche because I want to put some chicken salad on the brioche. Is there a brioche? Did you get the brioche from Calissa's? No,
Calissa's
brioche.
So then Luke's dream comes true. Everybody gathers around the fire outside.
Yes.
I mean, finally, his storyline can end now. Like, finally, we've seen an ending.
Yeah. And Paige is like, wow, I can't believe how fast the weather changed already. This summer is the most fun I've ever had. I also feel like this is the closest we've ever been. And I just feel like we are so lucky to have this precious time with Lindsay in her old age before she crosses over.
All right, who has the mask? Let's put it on her now. I'll start turning this up incrementally. I'm sorry, that word will... It's really killing me.
So then guess what Amanda says?
Also, I have to point out, she didn't say she's ever had. She said, this is the most summer we've ever had.
Oh.
Which, you know, I mean, like, this is your third, right? Is this her third or her fourth?
I think it might be her fourth at this. No, it's her fourth.
I feel like if it's your fourth, then you earned it. Okay, sorry. I thought you were a junior trying to do a senior thing. Like, guys, we're graduating. And I was like, no, you're a junior. Okay.
No, she's a senior. Okay, she's a senior now.
Okay.
So Amanda, so Paige is saying, like, wow, this is the closest we've ever been. Like, having a moment where, like, reflecting on, look at our group. And guess what Amanda says? I'm sorry, Paige was saying that. Amanda goes, we have 3 weeks until the wedding. We have so much to do, Kyle. I'm like, does every moment have to be about this wedding?
Yes,
it does. Yes, it does.
So then Luke... Oh yeah, so she's like, guys, like on the night of the wedding, I want Kyle to stay in the hotel, and I'm gonna stay at my parents' house. And Kyle's like, I'm gonna wake it so hard.
So then after the campfire, they all go back into their rooms, and Luke is FaceTiming with Nicole. He's like, hey, can you hear me? Do you like this angle? You know, it's right up my nostrils. Hey, look. Oh, here's Rapper, too. Those are his nostrils, too. He's just like two peas in a pod. Am I right?
And then Lindsay are flirting and hugging. And she's like, it's just like I want you close to me. And I don't like it when we're not close. Sorry, I'm else, but like I'm right here. I'm not talking to you. I'm running from that fucking running waffle. Get back here.
Carl, do you think, Leto, if you put on a hat backwards and, like, I took a bite out of your cheek, that you might run around real quickly? It's sort of my thing. I'm into it. It's my king.
So then Paige calls Craig and he's asleep. She's like, oh, my God, I knew you'd be in bed. And you just hear this weird guttural noise from his – so I imagine that's what it's like calling Craig, just hearing a
I knew you were going to be in bed. How do you like Canada so far? Isn't it really cool? Isn't it funny the way they say their O sounds, right? Isn't it so fun? He's like, tell me your favorite part about Canada. Well, clearly, you're obviously in Canada, right? I mean, that's what you told me, so you're clearly in Canada. So tell me things. Did you have any maple syrup? Did you see Celine Dion? He's like,
I just wanted to say that you're hot. Okay, go back to bed. Oh my God, Sierra, that was so cute.
I love her 5-star Yelp review she gives her interactions with Craig all the time.
So then Kyle's binging drunk in the kitchen. You know, wouldn't be an episode without Kyle like.
And Amanda's like, Kyle, we have to start looking for florists as soon as we get home. Please, at this point, I actually just want someone to donate flowers to them, so that way we just don't ever have to hear about this florist again. Just anyone. Let's gather around. Go to Ina Garten's house.
So Lindsay telling everyone how she spends so much time with Carl. She's like, we spend like 3 days together, and that is like during the week. So like, yeah, we're going together to prom. And Sierra's like, okay, I don't have a date, so obviously I've made bad decisions this summer. Like Austin, I mean, okay, well, you know what? I'm not going to make a list. Austin's bad enough, so.
Yes, thank you, Sierra, for acknowledging this. Okay, this was like a little bit of an elephant in the room.
Thank you for kind of winning us back all of a sudden here at the end. Thank you.
Also, like, it's kind of funny because basically she doesn't have a quote-unquote date to this fake prom. And Paige is like, well, so Alex didn't ask you? She's like, no. I just love that Alex's game is so bad that he can't even ask Sierra out to a fake prom. Like, how... Like, I know he does it later, but honestly, like,
he does it at the prom. Who does
at the prom? You can't do that. You could have lost her.
Yeah, it's a shame to see someone with so many muscles with so little game. You know, it's like all you do is train. You should the least you should have is game, you know. So then we get a song. We're gonna pop out. We're gonna stretch it. We're gonna pop out. Pop out. I was like, wow, this episode really is dedicated to Paige pooping. She's got a whole Trixie song.
Guys, it finally happened. You found the waffle? No, I pooped, but that's fine. You can just upstage me.
That's how the story, like, she poops. Yeah, summer house. So then the next morning.
By the way, I was going to say that Paige, you know, this is why Paige will always have a place in my heart, because she goes, Maya, I'm putting ice in a cup for you for your iced coffee. I was like, this is someone who cares. This is a person who cares about others.
So then let's see. Luke vrooms up with his motorcycle. He's like, wow, look who I got on my motorcycle. A girl from DM. I'm not really sure what state that is, but I'm going to look it up because I'm proud of it now. And she got on my death trap with me.
You know, you may recognize her. It's, ladies and gentlemen, Kaley Cuoco. I'm dating Kaley Cuoco, my co-star on The Flight Attendant. Oh, you're not Kaley Cuoco. Wow. Okay, well, you're good enough.
She definitely, because they showed us pictures earlier on Instagram, and she definitely shows up with, like, the stung face, like the filler face, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so crazy how people do that. Like, just be somewhat yourself on Instagram. You don't want to shock everybody when you walk in the room, you know? Because on Instagram, I'm like, that girl is 19. And in real life, I'm like, that's a Real Housewife.
There was on Love Island UK last season, there was a woman on there named Faye, and she had like just the biggest lips and the biggest boobs. She looked just like all like, it was just crazy looking. And she had this whole thing where she's like, do you know why I do this? That's because every single day growing up, people said I had small boobs. And every single day I would come home from school and I would cry into my pillow because I had small boobs and all I wanted were big boobs. And so on my 18th birthday, I went and got big boobs. So when you make fun of my boobs, you don't know what you're making fun of. It was amazing.
Wow.
So think about that, Ronnie, next time you make fun of Nicole's lips.
They're huge. So then, I mean, what do you want me to say? I'm just commenting on what I'm seeing on the TV. I'm just saying, like, be more secure on Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, don't lie. I saw a friend of mine who put this picture on, you know how your Instagram goes to your Facebook. I was on Facebook and I was like, what the hell is she doing? What happened to my friend? And she looks insane. I was like, do I call this girl? I haven't called this girl for a year. So if I call her now and just say, I'm worried about you because your face looks fucked up. Like, what do you say to somebody, you know? And I went through this whole thing in my head. I clicked on it, just kept watching it. It was the pillow face thing where it makes you look like you have a bunch of fillers and stuff and plastic surgery, but you really don't. I mean, those filters are getting really good. I almost called this girl and was like, but I love you. Do you need to talk? I mean, that's a lot.
It's literally the entire storyline of last season of Potomac. So, so now we see Kyle going out on a run, Wacky Waffle style. And then Paige is like, I love Prem. So they are arriving. I mean, they are setting up and everything. And Paige calls her mom and she's like, oh my God, Craig and I are like so cute. Did you hear? We're cute. Bye, mom. And then
even people in waiting rooms in Canada think we're cute. Okay, good talk.
Yeah, Paige introduced me to his new friend, the hostess at the Centurion Lounge at Toronto Airport. And like, she was like, oh my God, you guys are like so cute. But she said it with like a cute Canadian accent. So it was like even cuter than ever before, mom. Like, I wish you could have seen it. Okay, bye.
So then Maya helps. Basically, everybody's setting up. And I think Alex is one who pops the firework confetti too early. Dum dum.
I think it was Maya who did it, but it's really not worth it.
Who cares? So then, let's see. So then Lindsay decides to write Carl a note for prom. And of course, Lindsay's like, oh my God, wouldn't that be like hilarious and teenagery? Yes. And it's amazing that you have your amazing teenagery multicolored pens to write every sentence in a different color.
Oh. And stationery. Like, who has stationery at their vacation house? So she's like, she goes, should I do a Shakespearean? And she goes like, she's like, no, this is her version of Shakespearean. My dearest Carl, I am beyond thrilled. I was like, wow, that iambic pentameter is just like rattling my soul.
It's like poetry, isn't it? It's like when you say hello instead of hi. Oh my God, drop my panties. Shakespeare's here.
I am so excited to go to prom with you. There's just no one else in the whole wide world except for maybe Tom Marty that I would like to go to prom with you. Prom with.
And Rob's like, here, you're writing a love note. And then we cut to Carl in his room just eating chips and looking out the window like a weirdo. Maybe DoorDash will be here soon. Like, I can't wait. Like, maybe DoorDash is going to drive up. And I'm going to be like, guys, DoorDash is here. And I'm going to want to meet them, Tom, so that I don't have to walk to the door.
When Postmates shows up, I'm just going to unfurl a blanket out my window that just says prom.
So back to Lindsay. She's like, I have never felt closer to you. You're like a syrup on my waffle. And Rob's like, except when you had your fingers inside me and we didn't even kiss. Maybe next time we can do that.
Yeah, like that one time you cuddled me from the inside out.
Which is what she said, not what I said. So then Danielle, she's like, the one time I went to prom, I went with my gay best friend.
All right, Danielle, thanks for that update. I'm doing a Shakespeare in note right now.
And I love we saw a picture of Danielle at prom, but it didn't even have the gay best friend, which, you know, means that he cut her out of that picture. And
he did not found that half
on the floor.
Yeah. So then now we see Carl. So Carl now gets the note. And we hear Lindsay reading it, but while she's while we're hearing her narration, which we'll do in a moment, we see Carl reacting to it, and he looks like one of those chicken dipper things where the chicken like dips its beak into the water and then it like rises up and then it goes back down again to get some more water. He's just like folding himself over as he like reads. He's like, ho, 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 ho.
At first I thought he was crying. I was like, oh my god, Carl. But he wasn't. He was like cracking up. So she's like, yeah, we've like had so many summers, like you're not Tom Hardy, but still bang me from the inside out.
And he's like, ho, 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 ho. So then he writes a note and like slides it under her door. She's like, oh my god. Okay, to Lindsay Hubbouse from Carlino. Hubbouse, I'm also so excited to go to prom with you. And like those last 7.5 months, I could not have done without you.
Yeah, so let's close out the summer with a bang. No finger, love you, Joe. Carlito, put your weight on this envelope. Thanks.
I love that he's writing 7.5 months. In that 7.5 months and 2 days and 9 hours, I could not have done without you.
As someone who wakes up early and goes jogging and makes his bed, I could not have done those things without you, even though I specifically do those things without you.
So then everybody's getting ready for prom, and you just hear a can pop open, and Amanda goes, Kyle, are you drinking Loverboy on the toilet?
And then now they're going to... It's like Lindsay's big reveal. And so she comes down the staircase. She's like, Carlito, I'm coming down. So it's like, kiss me down on the leaning. You know, it's like that. She's all that moment as she comes down the staircase.
And then Carl's taking pictures like a good dad, you know?
Yeah.
And then she tells us, this is the dress I wore to prom. Like, it was a year that Halle Berry wore this to the Oscars. Like, I saved up all my money, $400. I just, like, had to have it. And I love that Halle Berry is sitting at home right now, like, that was not a $400 dress,
man. That's what I was thinking. She's like, that was $15,000. She's like, I know Halle Berry. I am Halle Berry. And you, ma'am, are no Halle Berry. I love it. It's just so fun. Like, that was, I just love Lindsay seeing Halle Berry's dress and be like, gotta have it for prom. As Halle Berry wins an Oscar for like a tortured performance in Monsters Ball.
Monsters Ball. Yes, I almost said monster, but that was Charlize's Oscar.
Yeah, the next year. And then also when Lindsay comes down the staircase, Carl not only takes pictures, but he unleashes like a torrent of you look greats, by the way. Like he's like, whoa, you know, you look beautiful. You look great, by the way. Come on down, pretty lady. Yeah, you look amazing. You look great. You look wonderful. Oh, my God. Thesaurus is out tonight, girlfriend. Whoa, you look fantastic today, by the way.
Did you see Luke try and get a little Carl charm? Speaking of
he tells
his lady, he's like, you look amazing, by the way.
And then Carl's like, yeah, I love that. Yeah, it looks great, real sexy. And Lindsay just goes,
So they line up on the stairs, going up the stairs to take photos, but they're not all there because Oliver's not there yet. But they take them anyway, and we see a minivan arrive, and we're like, oh my god, Oliver's finally here. He can get in the picture. But it's not Oliver, it's Craig.
I wasn't in Canada after all.
Oh my god, I love that your lie about not coming to the whitest place in the world was like hiding in Canada.
I wish I wore a dress instead of this brioche.
So she's like all excited, and then Andreas. Alex decides he's gonna propose to come to prom to Sierra on the red carpet of the prom. So
yeah,
I mean, you lose. Yeah, you lose.
And he's also like, and he sort of tries to kind of like wrap it in some sort of personal journey. He's like, I decided I'm no longer going to overthink things. Okay, so here we go. And I'm like, so yeah, he gets down on a knee and he's like, will you come to prom with me? Here's your boutonniere. And she's like, oh, my boutonniere? Yes, your boutonniere. I love this boutonniere. Your boutonniere looks great. I'm like, you guys have to get on the same page with how to pronounce this thing. This is not going to work.
Yeah, this boutonniere thing's not working out, buddy.
I did look it up. Because then I was like, wait, how is it pronounced? But apparently, at least in America, it's pronounced boutonniere.
Yeah, boutonniere. So even if it's pronounced wrongly or whatever, see, now I'm going to fuck everything up.
Incorrectly.
Even if we pronounce it incorrectly, we've done it so much that it's the truth now. Okay? That's the American way.
It's like
we'll just rewrite that dictionary. We don't care.
Yeah, out of nowhere, I start to say apropos instead of apropos. And I don't know why, but it started to happen. And I know I'm going to say it on the record someplace, and everyone's gonna be like, man, it's not said that way. And I'm like, I know, I get it, but it's just where I'm at these days.
Well, the internet makes you dumber. Like, I was looking at a text I was sending, and I was like, wait, your? I mean, I had a moment, because like, you see it incorrectly so much that I was like, wait, what is the... what is the real one? Or whose and whose, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that in my mind right now. I don't know what's real anymore.
It's hard to know. We're in the matrix, the grammar matrix. So Alex is basically, so he asks Sierra, so she has no other options. I thought Andrea was going to come in and snipe Sierra, since he's like the third wheel now on his prom thruple. But Alex then says, yeah, you know, it's the end of the summer, so I thought I might as well shoot my shot. I'm like, wow, what a shot. You waited to like the prom to ask her out. Where she had to make sure she had no other options before you cornered her with a boutonniere.
Yeah, so now everybody's just having fun. The party's starting. Somebody asks if Carl and Lindsay are dating because they're all over each other. And he's like, oh, do we look like we should be dating? Because that's going to be, at the minimum, 2.4 months away, 3 hours and 36 minutes. So.
And then we see Andrea trying to use a pogo stick, and he falls off it. He's like, oh, pogo stick. No, we almost had something so beautiful. I had 3 hops on it. But then pogo stick doesn't want to be with me anymore, and I now miss my little itty-bitty tiny pogo stick.
Then Paige puts on one of Sierra's dresses, like a blue dress, and she's like, oh, my God, don't cry. Oh my God, why are you crying right now? She's like, I'm not. Yes, you are. I don't blame you. I look beautiful. This is amazing. Yeah. I'm so happy Craig came. Oh my God, I'm so sorry you're alone. God, I love this dress. Keep crying. Did I tell you to stop crying? I did. I didn't really mean it. Please keep crying.
I wasn't crying.
Oh, poor thing. Here's a tissue.
I know we do have a fairy tale romance. It's okay. You can let it out. We're just two beautiful people dressed in periwinkle.
Oh, so then Kyle is screaming drunkenly as usual, like, oh, I love the party. Because the party's been going for 5 minutes, sir. Jeez.
I know. And Carl's sitting with Lindsay, and he's like, oh, can you imagine the summer without him? Like, I can't imagine summer without you and him. And she's like,
well, I can't live life without you. Like, who would ever get the soup cans off the top shelf, you know?
He's like, do I look okay?
She's like, yeah, more than good. I'm like so nervous. Is Dante going to play a song?
And he goes, yeah, a slow song. Because like, I want to slow dance with you. Oh,
I want to slow dance to the slow song that Dante is going to play. Oh, yeah, I love Dante. DJ Dante, he's fire. He's such fire.
Dante's fire. Met him at Carissa. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we were friends at Coachella, and then we reconnected at Carissa. So it's been like wonderful. Carissa, what's it called again?
So Craig's like, Sierra, I've got a surprise for you. And then he pulls her aside, but then Paige comes out, and she's like, oh my God, hi, don't I look beautiful? And he's like, I don't remember my surprise, bye.
I know, I think it was Sierra who had the surprise for Craig. Oh, because Sierra's like,
that makes more sense. I've got a surprise for you. Sierra's not winning anything in this episode.
I know. It's like, here's your surprise. Paige changed outfits. Oh my God. Like, I'm just like more beautiful than ever. Like, don't you love like when the Cinderella story starts, but like Cinderella's like just already awesome. And then she just becomes more awesome. I mean, those ashes are so stupid.
Cinderella too. Cinderella still just really awesome. So,
like at the stroke of midnight, Cinderella's just like, I'm a little tired. I'm going to go sleep.
So then what else happened in this? So Amanda calls her mother. Okay. Oh my God. So Amanda's like, I'm changing my outfit, Mom. She's like, aren't you supposed to be wearing a shirt, honey? Oh, wait, are you doing shots right now on the phone with me? She's like, yeah, I'm like exhausted, Mom. Oh my God. We've watched you partying and sleeping for 3 days. Now's not the time.
Donna's like, well, I was just wrapping up this episode of Barefoot Contessa, so could we make this quick, honey? She's like, well, Mom, look, here's your future son-in-law, and look at him. And so it's like, Kyle's not wearing a shirt, he's just wearing a blazer, like a tuxedo jacket and like a collar, sort of like Chippendales-esque. So Donna's like, great, love this, love seeing another reason why we're wasting $500,000 on this wedding. Wonderful. Listen, if you're gonna, we only have like 3 weeks left, so maybe we're gonna need you guys to be like paying more attention to these wedding plans, okay?
She's like, but Mom, I'm having a mental breakdown. Bye, Donna. All right, bye. Gotta hang out now.
God, we better figure out a florist. We can't even tell your mom.
Like, literally, they are in the Hamptons. Like, why are they, speaking of Barefoot Contessa, why don't they just go see Michael over at the floor? I mean, the most famous florist in all of the Hamptons, Ina Garten's gay, Michael. Go there. He'll hook you up. He's so nice.
Because Kyle was crying about $15,000. Michael, are you kidding? Michael will be insanely expensive. They're cheap. They're being cheap on top of everything else, is what I say. So then
they should make flowers out of their crushed cans, crushed Loverboy cans.
They're trying to have this fun talk. Kyle's wasted. Right. So now he's like, well, I broached the subject of the prenup with your dad. So, and she's like, oh my God, Kyle, now we're going to get into this now. And he's like, I'd love to make some headway. Because what's a party without subjecting everybody to two screaming at each other? Jesus. Yeah.
So Amanda's basically like, well, okay, so your investors want the security of knowing I won't have a majority stake in the business if we separate without a prenup. And he's like, no, you'll never have a majority, period. And she's like, listen, I quit my job. I have my full-time job to work for Loverboy. So like, we need to make sure there's a benefit to like me. Okay. Like, what do I get out of it?
A paycheck. You don't start this company or invest your money. So now if they're talking about all of the graphic and all that, and that's more than they sold, then fine, negotiate some kind of ownership. I don't understand these two. It seems very simple. I feel like if I was having this discussion with somebody, it's like, okay, well, what do you think you're worth? What is your ownership? What are you going to do for that ownership? They haven't even done that yet. All they've done is like fight back and forth about the word prenup.
Well, they should actually just sit with a lawyer who could then sort of like help them navigate this, and they can decide what's the best course of action from that. But wasn't it last season when they said that actually was the Loverboy merch that was actually like doing better than
that's what I was saying earlier. Amanda gets a lot of the credit because the merch supposedly does better than all of the drink sales combined, so she should have something. But the fact is, ownership of a company comes from investors. It comes from the people who made the money, who are, you know, I mean, basically, who did the money? that's who owns it. Sometimes work is exchanged for ownership, right? But it looks like distributors and all of that good stuff Kyle is doing. I mean, if you want an ownership of that merch, and look, I'm not the judge. The point is, you have a case. Get a fucking lawyer. What are you doing, Amanda? Get a fucking lawyer.
Yeah, exactly. So meanwhile, as they start to fight about this, a bunch of people had come inside to do shots. And now basically it's Paige and Sierra listening in because they're so nosy. And that's like what they do. So they're listening in their prom outfits. And Amanda and Kyle are escalating. And, you know, she's basically like, I want you to present me with reasons why we should have a prenup, Kyle. And he's like, but then I have to explain stuff to you. Like, I'm a teacher and I don't want to be a teacher, babe. So she's like, well, then I'm not signing anything. She's like, if you're also the most adamant of this, about the prenup, and you're thinking about the potential if we separate, then I need to think about the potential if we separate too, Kyle.
That's the point. That's what a prenup is. And she's like, well, we're so good right now. Like, we're so in love. Like, you're screaming and crying at a party. So
yeah, a fake prom.
Like, look at us. We're so happy and in love. Like, why wouldn't you want to set me up where I'm not happy? Or why wouldn't you set me up where I'm happy? And he's like, what? I was like, Amanda, that's what lawyers do. You guys are killing. You haven't done anything. Have you called one florist this entire weekend? I know. Both of you, just be quiet.
Seriously. So he's like, I'm fucking done. It's bullshit. He storms out of the room. And so the girls were hitting
the walls, like slamming his hand and or cup or whatever he's holding against all the walls. So I'm like, well, there's another lawsuit coming as the owners cut another clip in their final cut to keep.
For their deposit.
Yes. I was just done. I'm like, I'm done.
I know. I was like, oh, he ended the sentence. Well, that is actually the end of our episode. So, everyone, thank you so much.
That was a vocal ellipses, okay?
It was like, I'm not even going to do it to be continued. So, next week.
It's like, next exhausted.
Week, I know. Next week is the season finale, is the big, the wedding of the century. And then we can put it to bed until next season when it then becomes about, like, we want to have babies. So, we're going to get a puppy. But until then, everyone, thanks for listening. We'll be back on our next episode talking Below Deck Sailing Yacht. So we'll catch you on that one. And I think that's about it.
And bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, She Don't Take No Baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shawdell. Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, She Don't Miss No Trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, She Has No Less Namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.